Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And is this the beginning of Funk Summer 2024? Is this day, April 25th, the day of the NFL draft in the year 2024, the beginning of Funk Summer? No, it's not. The beginning of Funk Summer will be tomorrow. Tomorrow. I saw Gary Scheider was playing, and it was called Funk Night, and I believe it was touted as a Funkadelic Night or a P-Funk Night or All About the Funk Night, and it was starring Gary Scheider, you know. So I looked, naturally, you know, Mr. Scheider, I'm definitely gonna look. I mean, I'm gonna look, you know, that's regardless. But I mean, really look. I mean, like, oh, what the hell is this, you know? And then I saw that Mr. Norwood Fisher was playing. Gonna be there too. And that just kind of locked it up for me. I'm like, oh, okay, gotta be there. For whatever reason. And now I'm going back and questioning that reasoning. That why, when I saw Garrett Scheider and Norwood Fisher on the same bill doing the same kind of funk project, did it instantly become, oop, I'm there, buying a ticket? Because as I'm looking at it now, and from my past experience of certain things, not necessarily to do with these two individuals or not, but just in general, how some of these things come together and not quite live up to what they're supposed to be, or I take that back, don't quite live up to what I make them be in my mind. And then there's always the FOMO, fear of missing out, of not being there. So once I saw it, and I also saw that cocaine was there. K-O-K-A-N-E. And as I remembered it, when I saw that name, I immediately thought Above the Law. I don't know why. I mean, I kind of know why. Because I was into Above the Law when they were out. Their rap style and the music. 187 Pomona. And all that. In fact, I might go back and re-listen to some of that music. Just to get, you know, go back in flavor. Because I pretty much forgot it all. And I remember I liked it. Then I Googled cocaine. And he was really with a Dog Pound of Snoop, I believe, or something like that. And he did some stuff with Above the Law in the Wikipedia page or something like that. So, you know, it's definitely a thing. Everybody has the good intentions. Everybody has, you know, what they want it to be. Like I said, I'm not saying anything about these individuals, but people have been known to promote shows to be much bigger than what they are. And that just comes with the territory. You know, I never heard of Penalty Box, especially in Henderson, Nevada. What the hell? You know. And so, now that I'm thinking about it and I'm all set to go, and I've made the investment, is when I stopped and think about, what the hell are you doing? Now, the investment was a ticket. I think the ticket was $40 or something like that. I can't remember. The ticket was like $30, $40, something like that. Hotel. Hotels in Vegas. Extremely high for some reason. Well, to me, they seem high. You know, forget about staying at the Four Queens. Like I like to stay down Fremont Street. Uh-oh, I don't know what's going on. Film It app seems to be acting up. It just stopped or something. Anyhow, where was I? Yeah, I like to stay on Fremont Street because, you know, you wake up, come out of the hotel, and you're like right there in the middle of the action. You go right from the action, right to bed. You know, my buffets is there. Things are cheaper there. There's a lot more going on in a closer space where on the strip, you got to like walk. You got to like walk a bunch. So even those hotels are just way high. Circus, a couple hundred bucks and all that. I'm like, oh my God, come on now. So I'm going to stay at the Super 8 down on Fremont Street. And I know I vowed never say never, but I vowed I wasn't going to stay in any two-star hotels anymore. But just to go in there for one night and basically use a room to sleep and rest and then get out of there, I wasn't going to pay. I don't need all that grandioseness. I don't need the Michelangelo Hotel in Manhattan. I don't need no Doubletree. I don't need no Fairfield Marriott. You know, some of that elegance is wasted on me anyway, even in a long stay. But so after I made that investment, like 100, I had to get that for 150 bucks. Super 8 hotel in Vegas, 2-star, 150. So I was probably spending a couple hundred bucks, right? But the thing is, the day off, the PTO, that's the thing. That is the thing. Now, at the time, I was probably saying, yeah, I got the PTO. It'd be nice to take a day, you know, just to cruise Vegas, take a road trip. You know, I was thinking that way. And then I realized I'm going to have to take another PTO day next week for Vegas. I mean, for New Orleans. Them things started to add up. And then I might have to take another one in June for my birthday. See what I'm saying? That's 21 hours of PTO. And I got 40 on me now. And I think I get like 8 every 2 weeks or something like that. So it's going to balance out, but I need to keep it big because somebody asked me, was I doing any traveling yesterday? I said, yeah, I'm going to go here. And then he said, out of the country. I was like, no. And that made me think about, you know, when last time I left the country, it might be kind of nice to go to Europe because I saw another one of my friends was in Prague. And I, oh my God, I want to go there. Those Eastern European countries and architecture, and dare I say people, dare I say people, and give away how much I like white people, authentic white people. No, these are people before white. These are people before the contrast of black and white was introduced. This is Caucasian. This is Caucasian at its purest, to the point of inbreeding. But PTO. So the whole thing. So the whole thing is I'm investing that to go see Norwood Fisher, Gary Scheider, and Cocaine, as far as I know it. Now, it could be that Mr. Fisher is bringing a bunch of Trulio folks with him to be the backing band, or somebody has to be the backing band and to be there and to see whatever backing band that is play P-Funk. To me, that excites me. For whatever reason, that excites me. Just to be able to sit there and stand there with my legs spread and my arms folded like a football coach, waiting to see what these people gonna do. calling it P-Funk. You know, like I'm the ultimate critic or whatever. And within my own head, I am. Unashamedly. So that's going to be fun. And then I wake up this morning, the official Fishbone Facebook page issued a statement that Fishbone, when the Fishbone tour coming up, the band alignment, the band makeup or members is going to be drastically changed to the point where they were going to offer refunds. I was like, oh my. Then I come around to read and look at this and look at that, and it seems that Mr. Fisher, Mr. Stewart, and Mr. Kirby, Dirty Walt, Wet Daddy John Stewart, and Norwood Fisher will not be in Fishbone this summer. This is the rough thing that I read. I just read this. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, stuff flying around still, you know, speculation, this or that, whatever. But that's what I kind of read someplace. So, you know, take that for what it be. So that makes this little excursion just a little bit more interesting. And one thing I do know, or I believe I know, or if I have experience working directly with Mr. Fisher and seeing how he operates, he is optimistic. He's always been very optimistic, but it's not even that. It's before optimism. It's just, he's just so even keeled, and his understanding is just so, it's not kicked back. It's just so it is what it is. And we just got to go through it. You know, it's just like, it is what it is. It's like, you know, the impression I got was like, he done been everywhere, did everything. So this little bit of stuff is, you know, we've been through it again. This ain't the first time. You ain't the only one, you know. Now how, you know, this, but like I said, I'm sure he understands, or he may understand that, you know, this happens. You know, this happens to bands. You know, it could be good publicity. It could turn things up. It can make changes, you know, a little bit of, you know, separation or whatever can be worked through or not. Or, cause like I said, he's before optimism, because to have optimism, there has to be a pessimistic or a downside. Oh, look at this, two lizards. You see this? See if I can get that for you. Can you see that? They're going to run if I get too close. You see that? We get a lot of them out here. See that? They sleep or something. Taking in the sun. So, you know, I'm sure that, you know, I mean, in my mind, I'm expecting him to handle it well. It's not putting it the right way either. Just to, you know, it won't even be anything to handle, almost. Just say it is what it is. We just got to do it. We made a decision. Move forward. He's always been that kind of cat. So, it'll be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see and to be there. Go to Vegas. Well, quote unquote. Yeah, I guess it is Vegas. It's in Henderson. I'm staying in Vegas, but I'm only going to be there for so short time. You know, by the time I get there, try to get there at check-in time. You know, or maybe get there early, see if I can check in early. Grab me a pizza. Hit the room, chill. Drive to Henderson. 8:30, 9 o'clock. And the other thing I was thinking about, this kind of show, in my experience, the idea I have in my head is that it says it's going to start at 9 p.m. They ain't probably hit till 10:30. And it may go on past 2 a.m. You know, so if I get there early, if I leave at 9, I'm sure I'll get there enough in time. But you know, I'm still going to get there super early, knowing this probably still ain't going to start till maybe 10:30, 11 or whatever. You know, this kind of stuff. But I don't know. Like I said, I've never been in a penalty box. I don't know. It could be a quote-unquote fine establishment with rigid rules and this and that. And here are the policies and timing and, you know, and not so loosely run as something called the penalty box might be. Penalty box in Henderson, Nevada. You know, unlike the venues that Pete Funk is playing and his upcoming tours, they got seats. And them front row seats be going for $300. Or $200. I'm like, I think in Vegas, I'm going to be second row. When they play Vegas, I'll be second row. And like second row in the middle. So I might not be able to jump over or get to the front of, you know, on a quickie or something. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Like I said, I always figure out a way to get what I need to get or be what I need to be. So, and then people sitting behind you, be like, oh boy, should have bought a better seat. I know I'm like 6'2", whatever, a big dude. You sit behind me, you might not see none of the show. What I'm going to do, sit down? What about my experience? So that's what I usually, if it gets like that, I'll just like go someplace else. Stand in the aisle or stand in the corner someplace, even though it's farther away, just so I can stand up and express myself and not have to worry about somebody behind me. I'm going to sit down at a Pete Funk show. So what I'll probably do is I just think I go in there. It's being loud and obnoxious from as soon as I walk in, like I usually do, kind of. This is my seat. Hey, y'all, my name is Jeffrey. Good to meet you. I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready for what's about to happen. That's all I'm saying. And I could have swore I saw the Blue Eye Extinction is opening for P-Funk. Still, what the hell is that about? I gotta be real and say, what the hell is that about? Maybe I've seen them too much. Maybe I've seen them too much. Or maybe when I first saw them, when they were Miss Velvet and the Blue Wolf, and that Janis Joplin crazy white girl rock singing came out to screaming and killing it. Since I remember those shows. Now those shows, they weren't necessarily funk, but they had excitement, energy, and they were interesting. It was something maybe that I wasn't used to, or it was a different kind of energy, or it was something different and maybe even special. Now, I got to be honest, in true P-Funk 1 fashion, music is ordinary. It's just like, okay, you've heard this before. You've heard this before. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, okay, here we go. You know, here we go. All right. I get it. All right, here we go. You know, it's like, I get it. Here we go. And, well, people coming, I got distracted a little bit. But I don't know, it's just, you know, this comes off as ordinary. Maybe that's what Mr. Clinton didn't want to open. I also heard other rumors about the band, why they're in that position to open, which I'll keep to myself. Anyway, the band members are cool. Everybody's cool. You cats cool, hung out. Not hanging out with them, but, you know, I talked to them and You know, we banter back and forth. And then on stage, and I always ask, what does blue eye extinction mean? What does blue eye extinction mean? So, and that's coming up in New Orleans. I don't know if blue eye extinction gonna be there. I don't know if they gonna be there. But I got my ticket for New Orleans, and I'm pretty sure it's general admission. So, you know, just gotta get there early and get my spot. And if it's not general admission, I'm sure I'm on the front row, but I doubt New Orleans seats, no. No, it don't seem right. Not New Orleans, no. So, that's gonna be fun. Get there and have a few days. Not only that, get there and have a few days. Catch the red eye Friday night. Get there Saturday morning. Norwood is playing someplace in New Orleans, Familyhood Next Experience. At 10, 420 Funk Mob. Play someplace at 12. They said it was a 20-minute walk between the two. 9-minute Uber ride. But it might take 15 minutes for Uber to get there. But, you know, they get to the 420 Funk Mob, and I'm almost sure they gonna start late. I can almost guarantee those gonna start late. So I'll go get to see the 420 Funk Mob. The next day, the 5th P-Funk plays. I got a hotel. I went ahead and spent some money to get a hotel in the vicinity of all the action. So I could just get an Uber to the hotel from the airport and don't need a car. Because parking, forget it in that place. Even though I did it a few times on Frenchman Street or around Frenchman Street, to the point where I know how to kind of maneuver my way around there where to park and how to walk up to the street. Did it a few times. And the food, baby. The food and the humidity. I'm waiting for it. The food and the humidity. That's why I'm out here now. No, that's not why. It is kind of why I'm out here now. Out here getting the steps in. Try to keep that weight down. You got one day at a time. One day at a time. Just keep it down. 1 hour at a time. Well, maybe one day. Maybe one half a day. Half a day? One half a day at a time. And I'm going to try to take it all in at once. Just concentrate on what you're doing now. Keep that appetite at bay. Understand what you're thinking about eating, how you're thinking about eating, what you're thinking about eating, what you're allowing yourself to anticipate to eat. Because New Orleans and P-Funk, food, humidity, and after the show, after the P-Funk show, I'm going to have a whole day in New Orleans. I'm going to have a whole day in New Orleans before I have to get on the airplane on the 7th. And I just stopped and thought, I could work that day. I could work. It would be 2 to 10 that Monday. And ain't nothing going on. I could work that day and save PTO. Instead of laying around eating. But we'll see. Maybe, but then that would involve me taking my, I don't have a monitor. I have to take my external monitor, blah, blah, blah. I got a portable monitor. See, now I'm thinking, I'm ahead. My wheels start turning when I think of something. And I like that. That's a good part. If I could work that May 6th, that's a Monday. Mondays are usually tough. If I can save that PTO though, work till 10, turn around, jump on a plane at like 7, 6 in the morning, get to LA and keep working, don't miss a day. That would be something. And I can work in New Orleans 2 to 10 though. Would I want to work in New Orleans from 2 to 10? Would I? I mean, what's going on? It's a Monday. What am I going to do anyway? See, now all that stuff goes through my head. Anyhow, I guess it's the beginning of Funk Summer 2024. I got a few P-Funk shows already in place, which leaves me a nice foundation to look at other ones and see what else I might want to do. There's some up north in California, which are not my favorite areas, not my favorite people to see P-Funk shows, not my favorite venues, because they all seats. Gentrified seats. And that they're expensive and all the good ones are taken. But, you know, since I got a good foundation, the P-Funk show's already in place, you know, maybe I can get a balcony seat, or maybe I can get a seat up top and just enjoy it from not being front row. And then see, you know what, where or what I can end up doing after the show begins or whatever. You never know. So, that's how it goes. But that's how it's going. Getting ready for it. Another funk summer. I used to say it's going to be one hell of a summer, because I can anticipate what was coming. Getting things in place. And that's what I'm doing. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.